welcome to the Ken August Show, where we get you caught up on the day's biggest stories, I guess. Follow us on Twitter at whatever's going to eventually be that Twitter sign. Like us on Facebook. Listen to us at Skid Row Studios. And you can listen to our rebroadcast whenever that rebroadcast will be. I am your host, Ken August. Happy to be here. It is just after 12:30 on the West Coast. This is Skid Row Studios. You are listening to Real Radio on the Internet. And we got a lot of big stories actually coming up. It's hard to narrow it all down. We're the Pope stepped down. That slowly, because he's wearing long flowing robes. He has to step slowly, but he stepped down in Latin. So eventually everybody will understand it. It'll be translated. And at the end of the month, he's gone, just in time for what I think may be a guest appearance on Dancing with the Stars. So the Pope will be talked about, and that sadly will also somehow be connected to the free report. Because I'm going to ask the question, and I don't know why anybody else is not asking the question of why is the Pope stepping down now? Does it have anything to do with his possible connection to cover-ups in the Catholic Church and any sort of conspiracy to cover up or protect molesting priests? Is he of getting out while the getting is good before anybody starts asking too many questions? I will start the question asking about the Pope, and I will ask it in English, so somebody will have to translate it back into Latin so he knows what the hell I'm talking about. That brings us to the free report, which was coming out about Penn State. If you guys remember, the free report came out after that scandal, and it basically said the most powerful people in Penn State, including Joe Paterno, were more than implicit in trying to cover stuff up. They played a big role in it. They didn't just not know stuff, but actively tried to cover it up. And Joe Paterno died, I believe, 6 months after that came out. And so shortly after that, his family decided that they were going to pay somebody else another commission to just specifically to question the report as it pertains to Joe Paterno, so they can try to clear their father slash ex-husband's name and all that stuff, husband's name, I guess. And so as you may be surprised to find out, a group that has been paid to find that Joe Paterno is not a bad guy has discovered that Joe Paterno is not a bad guy. So that's nice. We also have the drones. We're going to find out how quickly Obama can decide that he wants to blow you up. That should be nice. That should be nice. We won't waterboard you. That seems like that may be dangerous. But you know what we will do? We will blow you up before you can complain about being tortured. So that's a plus. And there's a manhunt going on. So if you don't have any source of income, and you need $1 million, if you catch the man, who's picking off cops, right now, last he was seen is in California, but rumor is he may be in Mexico right now. So Dorner, I believe his last name is, he's $1 million. So he's also an upcoming Fox episode of something, I'm sure. So pay attention to that. We'll talk about that. But before I talk about anything, I want to talk about Audible.com. Audible.com, the audiobook place, or the audiobook site where you can download any over 100,000 titles, audibletrial.com/Skid Row Studios. They have 100,000 titles for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle. You can play it in the car. The kid doesn't shut up, and you can't read to him either because you get car sick when you read in the car or because you don't want to look at your child anymore. You can pop one of these in. Everybody loves a good story, so you can both enjoy it, and you don't have to drive. I have discovered the hard way that driving while reading is not good for me, not good at all, not good for people around me either, which is sad to find out. But again, audibletrial.com/Skid Row Studios. I recommend it if you just want to shut the kid up or if you just are sick of listening to the same 20 songs replayed over and over again. Get yourself a good story. Listen to that.
Skid Row Studios, it's the happiest place to be. Skid Row Studios, fuck you, FCC.
There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
There's four Baldwins, by the way. There's Alec, there's not Alec, there's religious Baldwin, and druggy Baldwin. Apparently, the religious Baldwin owes New York State $350,000.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com. There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
If you're going to have a Christmas tree, just call it a fucking Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not fooling. Jews don't collect pine trees, so you're not fooling anybody.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
Week on an all-new Bad Advice. She tried to rob a White Castle using a water gun. He went on Craigslist and tried to exchange art for an enema. She's accused of trying to smother her boyfriend using her breast. These stories and listener questions on an all-new Bad Advice. Listen to us on Extreme XM Channel 165 every Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. You can also find us on SkidRowStudios.com and iTunes. Bad Advice. Come get some.
There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
In sports, Ray Lewis is convinced that God is on the Ravens' side. God, on the other hand, might be too scared of Ray Lewis to tell him he doesn't give a shit about football.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com. There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
You're not going to go out and kill someone or rape someone or shoot them because...
Well, he might. He might.
Well, I might. I'm Spanish. It's in my blood. Did you see Three Amigos?
Did I see Three Amigos?
Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
On the next episode of the Weekly Wrap-Up.
With the deadline expiring, Congress finally struck a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff, proving that Congress only sucks 99% of the time. And in sports, the NFL playoffs are set. The Jets season is over, but on the way out of the locker room, Mark Sanchez ran into his teammate and fumbled one last time. Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the Weekly Wrap-Up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com. There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
If you think the president has huge balls, well, they're big, but they're not as big as they were 4 years ago. President Obama's second inauguration will take place tomorrow. 4 years ago, there were officially 10 balls, which would make it hard to walk, compared with now only two.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
She choked her man for hogging the blankets. A nursing home brought in prostitutes for the residents. He was arrested for singing to the cops while nude and masturbating. What advice would a panel of comics give these people? Listen to an all-new Bad Advice and find out. It's raw, it's rude, and it's always hilarious. You can hear Bad Advice on Extreme Talk, Channel 165, every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on SkidRowStudios.com. Bad Advice, come get some.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Sad news. Nora Ephron died this week. It was the first thing she'd done in a while that wasn't funny. And Katie Holmes is finally finishing her 5-year search for a good divorce lawyer.
She and I can finally go out in public.
It was like he studied for the part of you're a heterosexual in love and then and then went out and completely played it wrong. That's interesting because I was going to say that marriage was less believable than Katie Holmes and Batman. But that's the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com.
The audacity of Pope steps down. Ratzenberger. I don't know if he gets to keep his Pope mobile. I hope he gets to keep his Pope mobile. That would be kind of nice. Be great on a golf course. Be awesome on the golf course. One guy is in a glass case. That is, I mean, you're 85 years old. What else do you do? You're stepping down. You're one of only two popes ever to resign. The other one was, what, like 700 years ago? So it's kind of, he's not really the thing to do, but it would be great. I'm pretty sure I've played behind him when I was visiting my father in Florida. So that's nice. He is, I am hoping he also will, I don't know what he gets to keep. I'm hoping he returns the innocence of the victims. That would be nice if he can do that. That would be real sweet. So he says he's just stepping down due to lack of health, lack of energy, which I don't know what kind of energy you would expect an 85-year-old man to have. But I don't know. I don't know why nobody's asking the question about whether or not he is getting out before people start pointing the finger at him for helping be one of the main people, if not the main cardinal behind protecting molesting priests. So that'll be interesting, but nobody's asking that question. You know, maybe they're asking it. Maybe they're asking it in Latin, and I just didn't understand the question. But the whole thing seems kind of weird.
Okay, so like, we're assuming you can talk as long as you can on this.
Okay.
Now, to wrap it up, you actually want to tease the next segment. So, say when we come back, we're going to talk about this and try to. Either, you know, you want to either stick with the same topic but a different angle of it or whatever, or new topic.
Okay.
Also, when you come back in from your bumper, always say, this is the Ken August Show, I'm Ken August.
Oh, that makes sense, yes.
You're listening to us at Skid Row Studios, you know, real radio on the internet. Always come back from a bumper introducing yourself and the show.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I noticed that. It wasn't in the paper, but it makes sense.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to touch on the other Pope, the Pope of Penn State, Joe Paterno, who is attempted, after he has died in shame, as his family is trying to bring him back, bring back his reputation, much like our manhunt guy. So we will talk about the Pope of Penn State and who is more guilty when we come back. There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August. In sports, Ray Lewis is convinced that God is on the Ravens' side. God, on the other hand, might be too scared of Ray Lewis to tell him he doesn't give a shit about football. Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
On the next episode of the weekly wrap-up.
With the deadline expiring, Congress finally struck a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff, proving that Congress only sucks 99% of the time. And in sports, the NFL playoffs are set. The Jets season is over, but on the way out of the locker room, Mark Sanchez ran into his teammate and fumbled one last time. Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
This week on an all-new Bad Advice. She tried to rob a White Castle using a water gun. He went on Craigslist and tried to exchange art for an enema. She's accused of trying to smother her boyfriend using her breast. These stories and listener questions on an all-new Bad Advice. Listen to us on Extreme XM Channel 165 every Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. You can also find us on SkidRowStudios.com and iTunes. Bad Advice. Come get some. She choked her man for hogging the blankets. A nursing home brought in prostitutes for the residents. He was arrested for singing to the cops while nude and masturbating. What advice would a panel of comics give these people? Listen to an all-new Bad Advice and find out. It's raw, it's rude, and it's always hilarious. You can hear Bad Advice on Extreme Talk Channel 165 every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on SkidRowStudios.com. Bad Advice. Come get some.
There's a lot going on in the world.
you should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
There's four Baldwins, by the way. There's Alec, there's not Alec, there's religious Baldwin, and druggy Baldwin. Apparently, the religious Baldwin owes New York State $350,000.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com. There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
You're not going to go out and kill someone or rape someone or shoot them because...
Well, he might. He might.
Well, I might. I'm Spanish. It's in my blood. Did you see Three Amigos?
Did I see Three Amigos?
Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com. There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
If you're going to have a Christmas tree, just call it a fucking Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not fooling. Jews don't collect pine trees, so you're not fooling anybody.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com. There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
If you think the president has huge balls, well, they're big, but they're not as big as they were 4 years ago. President Obama's second inauguration will take place tomorrow. 4 years ago, there were officially 10 balls, which would make it hard to walk, compared with now only two.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com. There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
In sports, Ray Lewis is convinced that God is on the Ravens' side. God, on the other hand, might be too scared of Ray Lewis to tell him he doesn't give a shit about football.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
On the next episode of the Weekly Wrap-Up.
With the deadline expiring, Congress finally struck a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff, proving that Congress only sucks 99% of the time. And in sports, the NFL playoffs are set. The Jets season is over, but on the way out of the locker room, Mark Sanchez ran into his teammate and fumbled one last time. Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the Weekly Wrap-Up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
This week on an all-new Bad Advice. She tried to rob a White Castle using a water gun. He went on Craigslist and tried to exchange art for an enema. She's accused of trying to smother her boyfriend using her breast. These stories and listener questions on an all-new Bad Advice. Listen to us on Extreme XM Channel 165 every Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. You can also find us on SkidRowStudios.com and iTunes. Bad advice. Come get some.
Please join me, Wyam Russell, here live at SkidRowStudios.com for the Devils in the Details radio show Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover everything from conspiracy theories to the truth movement. Please join us.
This is the Ken August Show live every day, coming to you 9 to 12 on the West Coast from Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. Welcome back, everybody. I wanted to talk about the free report and the who I like to call the Pope of Penn State, Joe Paterno, who his family decided to pay a group of people, one of which is, I believe, a former attorney general. They're not just like his neighbors, but they hired these people to not to reinvestigate the case at Penn State, which the Free Report did, but it was to literally just poke holes in the Free Report. It was, I believe, it was entitled something like "Rush to Injustice Pertaining to Joe Paterno," and so. Normally, when you hire a group of people and pay them decent money, probably significantly more than decent money, to go study something and come to a specific conclusion, I believe the tobacco company can attest to the fact that you can come to whatever conclusion you've been paid to come to. So it should be no surprise to anybody that the Paterno family's group that was hired to find Paterno was a good dude, found Paterno was a pretty good dude. When he was alive, they like to say he was, you know, smart as a whip. He was on top of stuff. I know he's old, but he's on top of stuff. But now when shit comes out after he dies, they go, you know what? He was old and he didn't necessarily know what was going on. I think at the beginning of next year, they're going to do a tribute to him. The first game of the season where all the fans are going to turn their back while a child gets molested at midfield. That is a Joe Paterno. Jeremy, was that one too much for you? That one a little too much for you? With all the shit I've said, that's where you draw the line, really? The Joe Paterno tribute. Okay. All right. Fair enough. But between he and the Pope, who is looked the other way more? I don't necessarily know. I think they'd both be guilty. I think it's ridiculous that people aren't asking why the Pope has been is stepping down. And I think it's ridiculous that the Paterno family continues to bring this. I understand the desire to clear your relative's name. I understand when your dad was a revered figure for years and years and years and one of the most beloved people in that sport, in college sports and in Pennsylvania for sure. And then after he dies or shortly before he dies, his reputation goes from that to a man who allowed child molesting to go on. I understand the desire to try to clear his name. However, at some point in time, you're going to have to accept the guilt. Everybody else seems to have been able to accept it. I understand it's easier for everyone else. They're not related to the man. But unless you're coming out with unbelievable proof, just hiring people to try to poke holes in a report that somebody else put out that didn't have any reason to make Paterno a horrible person. I believe Joe Paterno might have done that on his own. To me, you're doing the exact opposite. You may be trying to help your father or your husband, your deceased husband, or whatever relationship you have to Joe Paterno, but by keeping this story in the news or continuously bringing it back into the news, is there any way you can clear a guy's name like that at this point in time with barring some sort of crazy videotape of him, whatever the opposite of molesting is?
Yeah, I think people just, I think they use the fact that he was old to somehow give him an excuse.
That he was old and he didn't really understand what was going on.
Yeah, but I, from what I understand of the case, he saw them in the shower.
No, he didn't. A young coach, assistant coach of his.
And then told him. And then what'd he do?
He told his bosses, and then that was it.
They just didn't do anything.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. Now, it turns out that he told his bosses, and then what seems to be after the free report came out, there seemed to be more instances where there was other correspondence between these people deciding to not actually turn him into the police. I believe at one point Joe Paterno said, you know, we don't want to be unfair to Jerry Sandusky.
Aside from Sandusky, has anyone else landed in jail because of this?
No, but the two superiors that Paterno went to, they are currently on trial for covering stuff up.
Yeah.
But nobody else has gone to prison yet. They might, but I would be surprised if they go to any kind of prison that Sandusky's going to. But, I mean, here's the thing is, didn't you say that you're from that area, aren't you?
I am from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I mean, people immediately dig in and, I mean, when the story first came out, students on that campus were protesting.
Yeah, they were rioting.
Yeah. What is the matter with you? How about you learn some facts first? You know what? The person you're defending blindly may have done something horrible.
At least accepted that nothing was being done about it.
Yeah.
You know, at the very least, that's what he did.
Yes, and I believe he did significantly more than that. I don't believe he locked kids up for the purpose of molesting, but I mean, he seemed to actively pursue this not getting brought to anyone's attention. And, you know, it's besides the horrible act of what it is, you add to it this certain hypocrisy of he supposedly stood for, well, he, you know, he does it right, and he's been around, and he's, you know, he's for the student athlete. And you have these former, you know, some of these guys that went to the NFL that played under him that would say, no, man, he was great for me. He was, well, that's fantastic. Nobody said he was molesting the people, but he wanted to keep that program going. Just because somebody did other good things does not mean that when they did something horrible, you turn around and completely ignore it.
I just know that people in Pennsylvania are fucked up, because when when this whole thing broke, you know, I was just blown away by the number of people from Pennsylvania that I was friends with on Facebook saying stuff about Joe Pa and don't pick on Joe Pa, and Joe Pa wouldn't do this, and you know, it's insane to me that anybody could take the side of, and support him basically not doing anything.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Do you have a brother or a sister?
I have a younger sister.
Okay. Tougher for a younger sister, but let's just say a cousin or a brother of yours, okay, gets accused of something that he says to you, I had no idea. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I'm assuming you are going to at least last, and even as evidence starts to pile up against him, you are going to last longer than everybody else in hanging on to the belief that he's innocent.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that's what your position has to be as a family member. That's what you're supposed to do, but I don't know. I mean, child molestation, that's wrong.
I'm not saying you defend the action. I'm saying you don't believe. You say the action is so bad, there's no way he would have either been involved or protected somebody for doing this. For at least longer than everybody else, you're going to stick to that. No, this has to be misread or jumped, or conclusions being jumped to, because he wouldn't do this. I know this person.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume so, but I mean, I don't know. You can't even imagine, you know, the how could something twist so horribly wrong for a family legacy such as this?
It's one of the biggest fastest drops you will ever see. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't even going to step down that, you know, he wasn't even going to step down. He was going to keep coaching. And then he went, all right, you know what? Things are starting to get out of hand. I'll step down at the end of the year. Hey, this whole child rape thing is getting a little out of hand. I'll just coach the rest of this season. You're like, what? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't do. You don't think this story is bigger than Penn State football? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe you don't. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, he went from, I'm not even going to step down, to, oh, okay, I just got fired and now I have cancer. I'm dead. 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months, and he died of cancer, which apparently they didn't feel was enough of a factor to even stop him from coaching, and to even consider retirement.
I had a friend that was, you know, a supporter on Facebook, and I told him he was a fucking child molester, and he told me...
Wait, you told him that he was, or that Joe Pa was?
I if you support a child molester, then I'm just going to say you're a child molester.
Okay. Right. Molested by association.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I like
and
it.
He told me it was people like me that killed Joe Pa.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I believe I said at one point in the weekly wrap-up, I said, I wish Joe, as more information was coming out, I said, I wish Joe Pa was alive to see this, because it would kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things. If he is as guilty as he seems to be to everybody except his family, you wish he lived longer to see it. You know, you do. You wish. Now, I don't know if you've listened to the theme song that we use for both this and the weekly wrap up, done by Marcus Bennett. Marcus Bennett's music is now out on iTunes. You can get it. It is fantastic. Now, I've seen him play live. And that is a great show. There is crazy energy. Usually is more hot chicks than I can really, you know, my head almost explodes, because, you know, they're all out of my league. But he, a great crowd, fantastic music, songs, you know. And you know when you're at a concert and you hear somebody playing the music and you go, oh, here's their new shit, and then everybody kind of dies down, or this is a good time to sit down or go. No, even his new stuff is rocking. It's fantastic. So you know, if you can get to Marcus Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, on iTunes, you can also go to the Weekly Wrap-Up Facebook page or my Facebook page, Ken August, and check it out. There should be a link to it right there. You can get it. We can't give you a discount because they charge you so little already. It's already less than a dollar, 99 cents, I believe, for a song. So hard to give too much of a discount off of an already fantastic price. But check out Marcus Bennett over on iTunes. Download it today, unless you get a chance to actually go see him live, in which case I would do that as quickly as possible. Usually on the East Coast, I try to get him out here on the West Coast whenever we can. But again, Marcus Bennett, how we doing? He is, check him out on iTunes. You can find it on our Facebook page. go to Marcus Bennett.
Don't
so come
on. Hold on.
Miles, you want to come talk a little bit? People want to know. People are talking. Miles Reed, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Softball. It's going to be hard to not make fun of Ted Nugent at the State of the Union address, by the way. He's going to be there. So he is someone's plus one. A Republican congressman is bringing Ted Nugent as his plus one. I guess he couldn't find anybody dumber, would be my guess. That's quite a call. Coming up.
There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the Weekly Wrap-Up with Ken August.
If you're going to have a Christmas tree, just call it a fucking Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not fooling. Jews don't collect pine trees. So you're not fooling anybody.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the Weekly Wrap-Up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com. There's a lot going on in the world.
I was doing the read for Marcus Bennett.
In sports, Ray Lewis is convinced that God is on the Ravens side. God, on the other hand, might be too scared of Ray Lewis to tell him he doesn't give a shit about football.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories.
When I come in after bumper music, I still say,
listen to the Weekly Wrap-Up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
Drones, man.
This week on an all-new Bad Advice. She tried to rob a White Castle using a water gun. He went on Craigslist and tried to exchange art for an enema. She's accused of trying to smother her boyfriend using her breast. These stories and listener questions on an all-new Bad Advice. Listen to us on Extreme XM Channel 165 every Saturday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. You can also find us on SkidRowStudios.com and iTunes. Bad Advice. Come get some.
There's a lot going on in the world.
you should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
There's four Baldwins, by the way. There's Alec, there's not Alec, there's religious Baldwin, and druggy Baldwin. Apparently, the religious Baldwin owes New York State $350,000.
Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
She choked her man for hogging the blankets. A nursing home brought in prostitutes for the residents. He was arrested for singing to the cops while nude and masturbating. What advice would a panel of comics give these people? Listen to an all-new Bad Advice and find out. It's raw, it's rude, and it's always hilarious. You can hear Bad Advice on Extreme Talk, Channel 165, every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on SkidRowStudios.com. Bad Advice, come get some.
There's a lot going on in the world. You should probably know some of it. Laugh and learn during the weekly wrap-up with Ken August.
You're not going to go out and kill someone or rape someone or shoot them because...
Well, he might. He might.
Well, I might. I'm Spanish. It's in my blood. Did you see Three Amigos?
Did I see Three Amigos?
Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
On the next episode of the weekly wrap-up...
With the deadline expiring, Congress finally struck a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff, proving that Congress only sucks 99% of the time. And in sports, the NFL playoffs are set. The Jets season is over, but on the way out of the locker room, Mark Sanchez ran into his teammate and fumbled one last time. Catch up on the week's biggest stories the least depressing way possible. Listen to the weekly wrap-up Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern on Extreme Talk XM 165 and online at skidrowstudios.com.
Hey there, this is the Ken August Show. Welcome back. We are live at Skid Row Studios, real radio on the internet. We are live at downtown Los Angeles 5 days a week, 9 to 12. 5 days a week. Holy crap, Jeremy, that's a lot of me you're going to have to look at. You sure you can handle that?
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Yeah.
You can have that. Is that your Nick impression?
I had nothing for that.
Is that your Nick impression, dude? Yeah, man. Yeah.
Man.
All right. I'm up for it, bro. I like it. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to continue our talk about the Manhunt, the crazy movie-like, except there's no likable characters in this story, Manhunt. His name is Christopher Dorner, I believe, the ex-LA cop who's declared war on the LAPD, felt he was wronged, and posted a 20-page manifesto on Facebook. And if you post a 20-page manifesto anywhere, you're killing people. That's pretty much what a manifesto seems to mean. Either that or you're wearing a hoodie. But I'm pretty sure a manifesto, you're killing people. So we will talk about that. And somebody else just put out a manifesto backing them up. So we're going to look into that and see another cop. We're going to see whether or not that guy is now going to have to start killing people as well. So we'll check into that. And see how long we're going to have to wait for that to become an actual movie of the week.
Hi, I'm Rick Kosick, and you're listening to Car Free Radio Nista on SkidRowStudios.com.